Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. We talk about many topics here. Some of them are political, some of them about ideas and inventions and education. Today we're going to talk about music. I have a friend of mine here. His name is Jack Morelli. Jack is a drummer by specialty, but he is in the music field, and you do a lot of you do a lot of local gigs. Is that right, Jack?
Right. I also, besides being a drummer, I run a music agency called Jack Morelli Music.
So, in other words, if I wanted to say an ensemble, and you would put it together for me and make it happen.
Right. I offer all styles of music, any size you need. So it's jazz, blues, pop, rock, opera, classical, reggae.
Now, when you say opera, who wants opera?
Highbrow people. I've met a lady who just moved here from Spain. When I wanted to check her qualifications, I said, "What have you done?" She said, "I played for the Pope." I said, "That's good enough for me."
Oh, okay. So she was a talent.
Seriously.
And so what you would do is take that talent and sell it to somebody who wants that talent.
Right. What I basically do is I'll deal with people having celebrations, and they'll say to me, I have a 50th anniversary coming, 25th birthday party. My company just won a large project. We want to celebrate. And I ask them, how many people are coming? What's their ages? And what are you trying to do? Sometimes they have an idea, and sometimes they don't. So something like opera might be perfect if somebody wanted just a touch of elegance to their event. And it might be 15 minutes or 40 minutes.
Well, I happen to like opera, and you know, occasionally I'll actually go to an opera.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's not something that is universally looked for.
Correct.
You know, it's not something that I'm just wondering how that would work out in a business situation. Would it, you know, do you have enough opportunities for this lady?
Actually, I haven't used her once, but that's the point. She's part of the Rolodex, and my wife tells me not to use the word Rolodex anymore because nobody knows what that is.
That's right.
She's part of my database.
A Rolodex is a funny-looking thing that's in my garbage.
But what does go really well on the island is jazz, blues, rock. For weddings, people like classical for the ceremony, maybe a little jazz for their cocktail hour. And then for the reception, anything from a serious wedding band to a good DJ.
Now, DJs are, I don't want to say this too flippant, but they're a dime a dozen.
Yes, especially if you go to the Penny Saver. I have to be really careful when somebody asks me for a DJ to give them just what they need. I get a lot of calls at places like the Carlisle in Manhattan, the very elegant hotel. Somebody will say, "I want a DJ." I have to make sure who I'm putting in there, what they're prepared for.
If they're going to the Carlisle, what the hell are they doing with a DJ? Get music, live music.
What's actually funny is a lady called me and said, "It's my birthday party." I go, "Forgive me for asking, how old are you?" She goes, 80, and I want a DJ. So I said, "God bless you." So
you give her what you want.
I had the guy come in with DJ equipment about the size of a toaster. He wore a tuxedo, and he played exactly what she wanted.
The size of a toaster.
Yes, and he was on number one as opposed to number 10.
What does that mean?
Amps go from 1 to 10.
Oh.
That's why the joke in Spinal Tap was they were so loud they were on 11, but amps only go to 10.
Oh, okay. So the point is that it was pretty low.
Yes. I've gotten good at putting the right people in the right place and then telling them ahead of time whether I'm physically on the job or not, what to be expecting. And if it's a second wedding, is it a surprise birthday party? Are these people very fussy, or do they want to take off their ties and dance on the tables?
You know, on my Christmas holiday party for Limba, I had hired a performer, mm-hmm. somebody who was really, he was Las Vegas class.
Mm-hmm.
Old guy, but he was still had it. And he did play Vegas, and he played the ships and all of that stuff. And he was great. And I had a drummer and a keyboard.
Excellent.
And between the three of them, they brought down the house. I mean, they were great. You know, I don't think there's a great appreciation for, live music. But it's coming back, though, isn't it?
It's funny. A lot of my friends, when they're on Facebook, will say, "Please support live music." The people I play with are a very high caliber. Most of them are music professors. Many have been on Broadway, on TV. Many have played with famous acts. and many have toured the world. What people have to know about musicians is they don't want to sit home and watch Jeopardy. So when I call them, they're excited about playing, and you want to see a crowd that came to listen and appreciates what they're doing.
You know, I do a lobby show over at the Engelman Theater every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I hire a pianist and have a couple of people sing. You know, myself, maybe, and Anita. You know Anita?
Yeah.
And that's really a beautiful venue.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been there?
Yes. It's funny. I've done everything from Elks Clubs to Mason Lodges to Cafe Carlisle, where Woody Allen has played, and Bucky Pizzarelli. Do all the Vineyards. Millionaire homes. But once you close your eyes while you're playing, you just want it to sound good no matter where you are.
Yeah, yeah. And in any case, I might look for you.
That would be good. I'll give you my card at the end of the interview.
Because we want to do that again. You know, I put together a couple of business organizations, my organization, mm-hmm. and another one that has a lot of good people in it. Good exposure for you, too.
Good.
But it was a hit when we've done it before.
Music can add a lot to a corporate event. I just played for Pepsi-Cola. All the top scientists in the world got together from Pepsi. They were being thanked for all their new products. Some of them I didn't even know Pepsi came out with, energy drinks, energy gum. And they spent a ton of money on renting a world-class piano. In fact, they actually spent more on the piano than for the group.
Yeah.
But we did what they asked, and they tipped us handsomely and thanked us. And it's nice when people know what they want, and then I could give it to them, and then everybody goes home happy.
You know, karaoke is big today. I don't know if that's in the purview of what you do, if you have people that you would put into a karaoke situation.
I have actually some DJs who do that. It's funny that there are crowds that take it very seriously. There are some very talented people out there singing. Actually, one of them is my cousin, Steven, who performs as a solo guitarist, but he wins karaoke contests every time.
Yeah.
And I sort of think it's a little unfair because he's actually a professional, and he walks in there, and of course he should sound good.
Well, there is a difference in different crowds.
Yes.
There is the I'm too scared to sing, wait till I get drunk crowd.
Exactly.
And they really suck. And I can't stand that crowd. And then there's a bunch of guys who were wannabe singers and were good at it and have practiced a lot of good songs.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk in and you say, gee, these are guys good. I like these guys. You know, I really want to listen to them. And being a singer myself and doing the same thing, they appreciate me.
Exactly.
But if I'm in that other way, like a drunk, tired crowd, they don't appreciate a good singer. They don't even know what a good singer is.
I would agree.
And so it's that, I'm so nervous I can't handle this mic unless I'm stoned. Well, stoned is another story. It's another place.
That's another interview.
That's another interview. But anyway, how long have you been doing this, Jack?
I've been doing it professionally since 14 years old. Mm-hmm. My dad was a drummer and a band leader, and he usually worked 52 weekends a year. My brother is the president of Red Records. He's the people who signed Mumford & Sons and Jason Aldean.
Today he is?
Yeah. He's doing great. He's one of the few guys making money in the business. And my son is a professional guitarist from Philly who 3 years in a row played in front of 500,000 people at the Philly 4th of July VH1 Jam. He's been on tour with Roberta Flack and a lot of stars, played with Queen Latifah. And he always teases me. He goes, how was your gig last night, Dad? I go, good. How many people? Oh, 150. Dad, 500,000.
500,000?
That's how many he was in front of.
How could that be?
Giant, giant venue in Philly that once a year on the 4th of July, 500,000 people come out to enjoy the music.
I mean, I don't know a stadium in the country.
It's not a stadium. It's actually the streets. You can check them out on YouTube, VH1, 4th of July, Philly Jam. And my son's the only guy on stage with blue eyes.
Okay. So he's in good company with the brothers.
He's doing great. He's doing real great. He's got perfect pitch, and he loves it.
You know what perfect pitch is, right?
I think so.
That's when you throw an accordion into a dumpster without hitting the sides, and it lands on a banjo.
That's very good. Maybe I could use you when somebody needs a comic.
I do that, too.
That's excellent.
I know you're going to use that. So what do you got going? What do you have coming up?
This Thursday night, Margarita's Cafe, Jazz Trio. In a couple of days, Treme out in Islip. And almost the end of the month, Jazz on the Vine, Pellegrini Vineyards.
We're going to talk about this some more, Jack. This is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. We're on Long Island News Radio, 103.9. And it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a moment for the other part.